Good evening, listener. It's been far too long. The situation here on Epsilon has deteriorated substantially, and there are reports that the councilwoman may once again consider imposing martial law due to the volatile circumstances, particularly surrounding the pulsating, ominous, and completely opaque blob uncovered during the ongoing renovations of the city centre. The independence preparations next week. Indeed, there have been calls to cancel the Independence Day preparations from several disgruntled residents, but the councilwoman would remind you that to do so would be nothing short of treasonous. Only she can miss the Independence Day preparations. Avoiding the parades will result in further unspeakable horrors being unleashed on us all by the government, far worse, listener, than the opaque blob, including, but not limited to, angry old people from District 26, far too many coins of the lowest denomination possible, statues of your deceased rivals, and miscellaneous unspeakable horrors, apparently. The source of this information is Steve Jones, the new curator of the website of Epsilon, who may or may not be human. Do not miss Independence Day. Moreover, listener, Makes Mutated Flying Pest Corporation has monopolized all industries in Epsilon, save for a few independent businesses operating here and there. Indeed, our renowned economic analysis has discovered that this is due to Make and his oleaginous husband's puerile attempts to incentivize new customers with free cats given away weekly at the black market beneath my window in a raffle. One of the few businesses that remain open, listener, is Bobby's Bar, renowned for its famous wings, which it currently does not sell owing to the supply shortages, as well as state-of-the-art cabaret performances, and more recently, deeply suspicious happenings that may or may not be a crucial part of the councilwoman's uncontested election campaign. Call it what you will, but between you and me, listener, I think it is shocking behaviour. Awful behaviour. Who would conceive to do such a thing to ruin an election, a key tenet of our completely fair, completely equal one-person democracy? What a damning indictment of how far our city has fallen. How can we contrive to damage what few assets we have left? How can we... Excuse me. Allow me a moment to compose myself. I can get so excited over these things, listener. The establishment is owned by Robert Gutierrez, known almost unanimously by the mononym Bobby. You know Bobby. Everyone knows Bobby. As I mentioned in a previous broadcast, he's got no skin, may or may not be dead, and takes enormous pride in his massive top hat collection of no fewer than 50 items, which lately he has become accustomed to never wearing. Instead, he merely gawks at his collection, his mouth wide open, his eyes in a trance, chanting, "Top hat. It is in the top hat. Behold the top hat." This is but one of the many suspicious happenings that have been occurring in Bobby's Bar's late, listener. Shadowy, formless figures, dressed head to toe in black, have been loitering in the bar, saying nothing, but instead staring at customers and occasionally gazing down at notepads and scribbling legible notes by means of finger painting. It makes one wonder, what are they here for? What do they want from us? For what reason could they possibly be making these mysterious notes? A strange, low-pitched humming sound has been heard emanating from the beer taps, causing anyone who drinks from them to be reduced to uncontrollable tears and, occasionally, frenzied tap dancing. Between you and me, dear listener, I am beginning to believe that they may be members of the councilwoman's secret, omnipresent and, I hasten to add, benevolent police force, who held the fundraiser for Epsilon's Animal Sanctuary last year and funded three, yes, three, new Earth chicken holograms. Bobby and his wife Luth, who, contrary to her husband, has skin, gorgeous olive colour, coarse black shoulder length hair, and who frequently dons a leather jacket, are thought not to have any part in this unthinkable plot, and said that they are just as disgusted as I am. They are, after all, dear friends of mine, and how could I possibly conceive of associating with anyone so abjectly immoral as to send men in black suits to confuse non-voters as part of a one-person election campaign? Their award-winning cabarets and charming ways continue to draw crowds to Bobby's bar in spite of the formless figures donned in black. Of the brighter, cold moon, mid-planets her slaves, herself in the heavens, her beam on the waves. I gazed awhile on her cold smile, too cold for me. The past as a shroud, a fleecy cloud, and I turned away to thee. While I am just as concerned as I'm sure you are, listener, the councilwoman called for calm, and said that we are probably just overthinking. I wonder, is she right? I have to lie low, listener. My green skin could make me a target for interrogation by the councilwoman's shady agents. But prior to the mysterious events lately, I frequented Bobby's bar, where I indulged on the succulent Schrodinger's wings, the fantastic, mesmerizing performances of the cabaret artists, and the delightful hospitality of the Gutierrez's. Oftentimes I wonder, listener, if there is much difference at all between us and those performers who I so frequently enjoyed watching. We spend our brief time on the stage, in the limelight, more likely than not to be merely a side character. We treat our time with such bombast and grandiosity, and then we disappear, never to be heard of again, never to be thought of again. We act like our every action is the be-all and the end-all. People treat us like the stage on which we perform is reality, and yet every action we ever take, every action any of us ever takes, all the bombast, all the grandiosity, the ups and downs, every quirk of our personality, every electron in our brains, every fibre of our being culminates in nothing. Aside maybe from being a side note, a brief mention in someone else's performance. Despite this though, dear listener, as illogical as it may seem, as ridiculous as it may sound, I would feel so much more complete spending my brief moment on the stage with you. Good night, listener.